Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The automotive industry is on the brink of a technological revolution, as over-the-air updates are becoming standard practice for vehicles globally. Over-the-air, or OTA, technology allows car manufacturers and service providers to remotely upgrade, patch or modify vehicle software, often without requiring a physical visit to a service center. This innovation means drivers can benefit from improvements in performance, safety features, and even entertainment systems, all pushed out wirelessly. However, the surge in connected vehicles, while promising, has sparked rising concerns regarding cybersecurity and national safety. With so many cars able to receive remote updates, each new connection can become a potential vulnerability. For decades, vehicle security focused on physical defenses, locks, alarms, immobilizers. Now the frontier has expanded into cyberspace. Experts like Gabriel Lim from the S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies in Singapore are sounding the alarm, warning that cyber vulnerabilities in OTA technology aren't just technical flaws, they could become major national security threats. Imagine a scenario where a hostile foreign actor could sabotage vehicle controls during a crisis. Sabotage isn't the only risk. The wealth of data modern vehicles collect about drivers, locations, and habits could also become a target for espionage or ransomware. Lim stresses that governments and industry stakeholders must treat automotive cybersecurity as seriously as physical vehicle safety. Recent reports, such as one by the American Enterprise Institute, highlight the urgent need for stricter cybersecurity standards, more rigorous assessments, and greater transparency around data collection. According to the Institute, the U.S. should consider restrictions on foreign-made automotive hardware and components to reduce exposure to espionage and sabotage. Transparency has become a sticking point, with auto companies routinely collecting huge volumes of information for analytics, yet often being vague about their data practices. As consumers gain awareness of data privacy, there's mounting pressure for automakers to clarify exactly what's being collected and who has access. The vulnerabilities aren't just theoretical. Recent real-world tests have demonstrated the tangible dangers of insecure OTA applications. In Norway, the public transport provider Ruter conducted cybersecurity testing and found that with surprisingly little effort, hackers could gain unauthorized access to vehicle controls. It was possible for someone external to remotely shut down a city bus, offering a chilling demonstration of the risks that poorly secured OTA systems can pose. Such scenarios raise difficult questions about who bears responsibility for defending against these attacks. Should it be manufacturers, software vendors, government regulators, or perhaps a coordinated effort across the board? The pervasive nature of the threat means complacency is not an option, as many sectors beyond cars are now using OTA technology. Professor Siraj Ahmed Sheikh from Swansea University points out that the list of industries affected by these cyber risks stretches far beyond automotive. From maritime shipping and rail, to aerospace, and even the world of robotics, almost every critical transport sector is adopting remote update capabilities, and almost all face similar challenges. As systems become more complex and interconnected, a single vulnerability in one sector could quickly ripple out, magnifying risk across multiple industries. The rising interconnectedness of modern technology calls for a holistic, industry-wide response to cybersecurity. It's not only governments and big automakers who must be vigilant. Small vendors, parts suppliers, and software developers all have important roles to play in shoring up security. As the technological landscape shifts, so too must our strategies for defending against those who might exploit digital vulnerabilities. Stakeholders are being urged to share information more freely, standardize best practices, and invest in robust security frameworks built for a hyper-connected age. What's striking is that these conversations about OTA technology and cybersecurity are just one example of larger patterns impacting the global tech scene. Similar dynamics are at play elsewhere. Take, for example, the world of digital entertainment, which is also dealing with questions of legacy, innovation, and security. Interestingly, the entertainment market is experiencing a rather nostalgic trend, an unexpected revival of physical media formats. Against all odds, Gen Z and millennials are driving renewed sales of CDs and vinyl records. Surveys show that many young people now own physical music collections, even when they don't necessarily have the devices to play them. For many, owning a physical CD is less about audio fidelity than about the experience, nostalgia, and the symbolic support for their favorite artists. The tactile appeal, cover artwork, and collectible nature of CDs and vinyl strike a chord in an era defined by endless, intangible digital content. There is also a growing sense that buying physical formats lets fans support artists more directly. In an environment where artists often receive only fractions of a cent for every stream, the tangible purchase of a CD stands as a personal, meaningful transaction. Just like the automotive industry's shift to digital systems is reshaping how security is approached, the resurgence of CDs shows how attitudes to media are evolving too. Both trends underline a broader social evolution, one that questions the balance between nostalgia and innovation, convenience and control. For the automotive sector, the shift means reimagining what it means to safeguard vehicles, owners, and infrastructure in a digital future. That involves more than just technical fixes. It means fostering a cultural mindset where cybersecurity is a core part of daily operations and strategic planning. It requires collaboration between governments, manufacturers, engineers, and consumers to develop standards that adapt to ever-changing threats. Some experts advocate mandatory cybersecurity audits and certifications for all companies connected to digital transportation, creating an environment where security lapses come with serious consequences. Elsewhere, public education campaigns are helping vehicle owners understand the new risks, everything from choosing strong passwords for car apps to the importance of regularly updating their vehicle's software. There's even discussion of cyber hygiene, a concept borrowed from the IT world, as a way to train consumers on safe practices in smart mobility. On the legislative front, governments are slowly catching up, with some regions mandating basic protections and transparency for connected vehicles. Still, experts say these moves must be matched by investments in research and development, and by incentives for manufacturers to pursue cybersecurity excellence. The ultimate aim: create a secure by design foundation, where software updates and new features always come bundled with the latest protective measures, not as optional afterthoughts. All these shifts are happening alongside the evolution of how people consume and value technology in their personal lives, as seen in music. For Gen Z and millennials, the move toward physical CDs isn't a rejection of digital, it's an embrace of diversity and experience, and a conscious effort to reclaim a sense of ownership and agency. This parallels the demand in the auto industry for not just smarter vehicles, but safer and more transparent ones that give owners peace of mind. Both spheres echo the same message. Innovation must be balanced with risk awareness and meaningful consumer protections. As we move through this period of sweeping digital transformation, one thing is clear: addressing cybersecurity isn't simply a box to tick, but a prerequisite for trust and progress. The convergence of smart mobility and digital entertainment is reshaping expectations, business models, and even the definition of value in technology. The renewed focus on physical media in music and strict new cybersecurity standards in vehicles both represent ways in which individuals and industries alike are asserting control in an increasingly unpredictable digital world. Looking forward, we can expect more debate about the boundaries between convenience, privacy, and resilience, both for our cars and our playlists. For automakers and tech innovators, the challenge is designing systems that are not only cutting edge, but also protected by default. For music fans, the continued blend of digital and physical formats is a reminder that sometimes the old and the new can coexist in meaningful, mutually enhancing ways. At the end of the day, whether you're behind the wheel or behind a turntable, it's clear that responsible innovation is about more than just what technology can do. It's about fostering trust, prioritizing safety, and making room for both tradition and transformation as we shape the future. As policymakers, engineers, artists, and consumers, we all have a role in steering toward a secure and vibrant digital future. Thanks for listening.